Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The three members of Alaska's congressional delegation say they have been too busy with other work to closely follow House impeachment inquiry hearings. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says she listened to radio accounts of last week's testimony on Saturday, and she says she receives memos from staff members who are monitoring the hearings.
I'm getting the readout at the end of the day.
The publication The Hill quoted Murkowski last week saying that Alaskans are not paying much attention to the House impeachment drama. Murkowski says she checks in with her office staff in Washington and back home, and she checks the mail. Some Alaskans are weighing in, Murkowski says.
But it's not like what we were seeing, say, for instance, during the ACA or certainly not Kavanaugh. Or DeVos, you know, where we just had just a huge deluge of Alaskans calling in on an almost daily basis.
She was referring to debates over the Affordable Care Act and President Trump's more controversial nominees. Likewise, Senator Dan Sullivan says he's busy with legislation.
So that's what I'm in focus on, and really haven't seen much just besides what's on the news at night.
If the House votes to approve articles of impeachment against President Trump, the senators will act as jurors in deciding whether to remove Trump from office. A spokeswoman for Murkowski says all the information will be presented to senators at that trial. Alaska's lone House member, Congressman Don Young, hasn't said how or if he's following the hearings or summaries of them. His office sent an email saying only that the impeachment proceedings don't dictate Young's schedule. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
A new television show featuring Fairbanks and the local police department is set to debut on New Year's Day. The two-night series premiere of Alaska PD begins with the first episode January 1st and continues with the following episode January 2nd. The television show will run on the cable network A&E and follows law enforcement officers in Fairbanks, Kodiak, Kotzebue, and Petersburg. The idea of allowing a reality TV show to film the police department was initially brought to Fairbanks City Council in fall 2018 in a resolution from Mayor Jim Matherly. The resolution cited the show might help with recruitment. A Fairbanks Police Department Employees Association meeting Monday night noted that staffing for the Fairbanks Police Department is still low. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.